The former Prime Minister Julia Gillard says she's frustrated that female leaders like Theresa May and Jacinda Ardern are being treated differently because of their gender. Ms Gillard's taken up the role of inaugural chair of the Global Institute for Women's Leadership at King's College in London. She spoke with our Europe correspondent Lisa Miller.
No one's doing it perfectly, but one of the early areas of research for us will be a sort of contrast and compare between countries. I mean, there are some really interesting examples out there. Rwanda has more than 50% women in its parliament. If you're in Estonia, the majority of news leaders are women. If you're in Malaysia, then the majority of those working in IT, including at senior levels, are women. If you're in Slovenia, then the majority of judges are women. We're going to ask the question, why is that and what can we learn from that?
What about the name and shaming that happens here in the UK with companies of more than 250 people having to make public what they pay men and women? Would that work in Australia?
The more information we've got about problems and issues, the better. Now, I know that you've got to balance off questions of regulatory burden, particularly when you're talking about businesses that might be at the size of, you know, 300 or 400 employees. So I wouldn't mechanically say pick up a UK policy solution and slap it down in Australia. But the more we know about the gender pay gap, the better.
But we're still seeing it now with female leaders. Theresa May here, there was comment made about her makeup by a presenter. There was a suggestion that she needed SAS people to come in and give her a bit of a pep talk after the election. And then Jacinda Ardern with all the commentary about her baby. So do you look at those situations and wonder whether we're actually going forwards?
I'm not surprised, and I suppose my predominant emotion isn't one of disappointment, it's frustration. Aren't we there yet? Can't we be better than this already? And because it's of frustration, then I get really passionate and anxious about driving change. Yes, there's much more inquiry into women's family life and their choices. You know, if you don't have children, like I don't, people will say, you know, how can you understand ordinary family life? You don't have kids of your own. If you do have children, and the New Zealand Prime Minister is the major example of this at the moment, then heavens, how on earth are you balancing that with the rigours of politics? So yes, these questions are still there, and they've got to be worked through and addressed, held up to the light, but we need the evidence about what works to change them.
How much of this role as inaugural chair is personal?
Oh yes, of course it's personal from deep within. I mean, I feel like I lived it. Now, of course, gender doesn't explain everything about my prime ministership. I was very clear about that in the last speech I gave to the Australian nation as prime minister. It doesn't explain everything. There's, you know, lots of other complexities and things that I want my prime ministership to have stood for and to be remembered for. But there was this thread of gender. And post, you know, getting out, I've been able to be more analytical about that thread. So I lived it, but now I can stand back and analyse it.
Former Prime Minister Julia Gillard speaking to Europe correspondent Lisa Miller in London.